It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati. It's great to have you on the show this morning. Once again, we have the full complement of the Ask the Builder team here in one form or another. Ryan, Todd, and Brad, and of course we're here to work for you. We actually some of us just come down here for the heck of it, you know. I mean, if you want to talk with us and ask a question, you know what to do. 749-1035, 749-1035. And we do have one or two open lines. The lines really start to light up early in this show, which is a good sign. People are awake, and it's you know what? It's just dark outside. Who cares? You know, for those of us who get up at 4:15, you know, some of us get up on time. Others decide that they want to stay in the shower for 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know, thinking that that somehow extracts chemicals out of their body. But anyway, so if you want to ask a question about home improvement, building, remodeling, give me a call. I had a lot of great email this week. One of the things that I did, this is a kind of an interesting column. I kind of went on a little bit of a rant. I did this on Thursday morning. I got this overnight email from a person that says he or she works for a builder in Chicago, and this person had read some of the columns on my website and felt that I was being too harsh on builders, and just thought, you know, hey man, like you're not in touch, blah blah blah, you know, people, homeowners who are building new homes should expect problems. They shouldn't expect perfection, and I just kind of it just kind of lit my rocket. So, if you want to read that column, you should go to the website askthebuilder.com. You'll see it right on the homepage. I think it's the second one down. Something about construction quality control and bad builders. I think that's the title. If you want to find out about every single column that I load to the website, and I try to load about 5 new columns a week, you can sign up for this really cool service where it's all automatic. Every time I load a column, I don't want to get into detail. All I can tell you is that usually within an hour to 90 minutes, you get an email, a very simple email that just tells you what the headline is. It gives you a summary of the column. And then in your email, you've got a link to click to it if you want to read it. If the column is of no interest to you, you just delete the email. And, you know, it's not pesky, it's not spam, but you have to go to my website to sign up for it. So, but it's a pretty cool feature. I get a lot of people who are signing up for it, and they seem to like it a lot. Well, anyway, you would have found out about this on Thursday when I loaded it. But, boy, I really opened up both barrels and let this guy have it. So you might want to read that. It's kind of interesting. And then I started getting email from other people who are reading it, you know, who were saying, hey, good job, Tim, you know, beat up on those people. Because we can't let this quality standard erode any further. That's really what it's a bottom line. In other words, I'll tell you what it's like. It's a lot like driving on the expressway, meaning, you know, we have speed limits. And, you know, I know the police are pretty lax about enforcing it. I mean, meaning the exact speed limit, except I think, you know, in school zones. But, for example, if it says 35 miles an hour, you know, typically you're not going to get a ticket until 43, you know, or so. I mean, there's like this grace area. But it seems like in certain areas it just keeps creeping up. I mean, all of a sudden it's okay to go 10 miles over the limit and then maybe 12, you know. So the point is, we can't let that happen in the construction industry. I mean, we have to hold to standards, and it's for the good of all. So don't accept anything less than what it should be is really the bottom line.